Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 102.5 The Game, live today at Social Cantina. That's a cut from Gary Sinise's son, who had tragically passed away 2.5 years ago off an album called Southern Grind. So we're waiting on Gary to call in to talk about the music he continues to find and discover that his late son created and put together. How cool is that to keep? Wouldn't you love that? Like, I know you love your grandpa more than life. Wouldn't it be great to come across like a recording or interview, something that you've never seen? And that would be so cool.
Yeah, you know, I've seen people with their deceased relatives, they'll do like a nice, you know, video of them, and they said, you can't watch until after I pass away. I think that's kind of a neat thing. It's kind of, you know, morbid in a roundabout way, but it's a special video. I think that's pretty neat.
There's this thing that they do now where you could put this in a filter and, like, your mom would be posing for a picture and, like, she turns a certain way and way, and I'm like, I don't like that. To me, I don't like that. And, it's just not, I don't know, the memory of, well, I get some people like that. I understand that, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and for me, I've even told my grandmother this and even my grandfather, I like handwritten sentiments. I think those are the most special thing on planet Earth, because you go back and you look at time capsules and people bury those, and then you open them like 10 years later, and you look and it's their own handwriting. It's their own signature at the bottom of that lovely letter they gave to you. It's basically a love letter from you to your grandparent or you to your parent. I just think it's a special thing.
Well, that's why we like Kenny the Mailman. We love you, Kenny the Mailman. And Kenny will send us handwritten letters and notes. It's just really, really cool to do all that. So we'll connect with Gary here in just a little bit, get it all done. And I've been told he'll be on here momentarily, which is good, right?
Wonderful.
To do that. So
good to go.
He's on?
That's what I got here.
Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, let's welcome to the show. I'm really excited about this. Welcoming Gary Sinise to the show today. Gary, thank you for doing this. How are you?
So glad to be with you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
That's great. We played a snippet before you came on of your son's music from Southern Grind. How cool is this, Gary, to still discover music that your son had a big part of? And I just think this is beautiful.
Oh, thanks. It's pretty tremendous for your listeners that don't know. We lost our son a couple of years ago to a very, very rare cancer called chordoma. He was a tremendous musician. The cancer disabled him, and he for a long time he wasn't even thinking about music because, you know, we were in the fight. And in early 2023, he said he wanted to try to finish a piece of music that he had written in college that he never finished. He went back to work, finished that piece of music, ended up creating a whole album of music called Resurrection and Revival. Then, unfortunately, you know, about 2 weeks after he finished the album and everything was going to press, we lost him. I started looking through his files after that, and then I started finding all this additional music.
Wow.
I went to work and produced Resurrection and Revival Part 3, and I thought I'd found all the music. And then last year, I started going through his files again, and I found more, and I went to work on Resurrection and Revival Part 3, and that piece that you're talking about, Southern Grind, was actually the first piece that I found that I had not found it the first time around. And it's such a cool blues tune. He was writing it for an industrial film. I never knew anything about it. Never. I just found a link in his files that said Southern Grind on it. I clicked on it, and this gorgeous music came out. And that started me on a whole project, and I started discovering a lot more music. And now there's a third album Resurrection and Revival Part 3.
And that can be found on GarySinisFoundation.com. Is that correct?
.org, yeah. GarySinisFoundation.org. You know, Mac, when he said to me before he died, he said, Dad, let's print 100 vinyl records so I can give them to friends, and if we sell any, the proceeds could go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. And we ended up, you know, after he died, we ended up printing thousands of records. And at one point last year, both Resurrection and Revival Part 1 and Part 2 were among the most downloaded albums in America on iTunes. I mean, and this is the top 10. So you got Blake Shelton, you got Morgan Wallen, and you got Max Sinise twice with both records. It was incredible.
Oh, that is great. I know it's bittersweet because he's no longer with us, but it's got to be so beautiful, Gary, to know that he still lives this way with all of us, right?
The music has been a tremendous blessing. I mean, I'm writing a book right now. It's called Graceful Warrior. It's Mac's story and everything. And there's a chapter toward the end of the book that I call Discovery of Treasure. And it's after he died, I just start discovering all this music. And I'm heartbroken, of course, you know, with what's going on. Our whole family going through difficult things. And then I start discovering all these things. And it was truly like these beautiful gifts that Mac just left and for me to discover. And that gave me these wonderful projects to work on, which I've been focused on. And the music is great. I mean, orchestras have been playing at the National Symphony Orchestra in D.C. have played two of his pieces.
Wow.
The Nashville Symphony is going to play another one of his pieces on Labor Day. So orchestras, if these kinds of orchestras are playing this music, you know it's good. And I just, you know, we don't have a record company. We're just Gary Sinise Foundation, and we're trying to get the word out about the records, and I appreciate you helping us do that.
Absolutely. I know all the proceeds go to the foundation. Gary Sinise is with us. Gary, and I walked into our studio Wednesday. My co-host, I said, hey, I think we got Gary Sinise on Friday, and he said, oh, my God, there's this Paul Skeens connection and all this stuff, da, da, da. So I'm going to let my co-host take it over because that's all he's been talking about is your connection with Paul Skeens. Nick?
Thank you. Yeah, Gary Sinise is on the line with us. Gary, when it comes to Paul Skeens and just his, I guess, being involved with the military, he obviously went to the Air Force Academy his first couple years in college, and then the Gary Sinise Foundation kind of arises into his lap, basically. His rookie year says he's going to donate $100 per strikeout. In his entire career right now, he has 485 strikeouts. If my math is right, I'm not the best. I went through second grade math. That's $48,500. What has he been to you for this entire foundation?
He's not only a great pitcher. I mean, I wish we had him on the Cubs. I'm a Cub fan. He is just a great human being, and he wants to give back. I think Paul just feels like he's been blessed with some great gifts, and he has an opportunity to help people, and he's doing it. And I think that's just part of being a grateful American, you know, or just being a human being, you know. If we realize, you know, if we are blessed enough to have good fortune in our lives and success and all of that, and can share that with others, that's a beautiful blessing. It gives life great purpose, and I think Paul is living that right now. And for such a young guy to be wanting to do that, to take his time to go out there and help folks in the military families and whatnot, he's done a USO tour. He'll probably do another one at some point. He's done a lot with the Gary Sinise Foundation and raised money for us and donated money for us and gone to some of our events and served food to the troops. And we do a big event at Disney World with the families of our fallen heroes. All these children are there. And Paul showed up at that just to dance around with the kids and have some fun with them and take pictures. He's just a very charitable guy, and that's to be admired, especially for someone kind of so young. You know, but I think he really realizes that freedom comes at a price. People are paying that price, and he wants to do something to help them through.
Absolutely. You know, for a guy like that, like you said, with all the success so early in his career, I think his upbringing with his relatives that were also involved with the military, keeping him grounded, and it just humbles him to just be involved like this. Recently, in the month of June, it was announced that Paul Skeens was the most valuable philanthropist of June for Major League Baseball. And in a result of that, he was awarded a $10,000 grant to support his work with the Gary Sinise Foundation. I bet it was a great thing to hear that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope, when we follow examples of service, you know, and take up that charge ourselves, you know, it can give life great purpose. And I hope, you know, other young, you know, there's a lot of people in Major League Baseball and sports in general who realize they're successful and they're blessed in certain ways and they're giving back. Paul is doing that. I'm glad he chose the Gary Sinise Foundation to get involved with. His dad was actually the one who recommended he look at us. I don't think he knew what the Gary Sinise Foundation was doing until his dad mentioned it, and then he started looking at what we're doing and who I am and all of that. And he chose to give us some money every time he struck somebody out. And I think that's just so cool. Wonderful. I've met him a few times, and very, very grateful for his support.
Absolutely, yeah. Gary Sinise is online with us today here for the Chase McJoe Show. It was in his announcement when he was awarded this Most Valuable Philanthropist Award. You mentioned earlier the USO Tour that he took over, and it went to Europe, I believe. He went to Europe. And then as he's, you know, continued his career in Major League Baseball, I think it was recently, 2-3 weeks ago, he passed by a Little League baseball field where there were kids playing baseball. And again, back to his humbleness and his upbringing, I'm gonna stick around and hang out with these kids and basically give them a memory that'll last forever. And I just think it's so rare to see that in a professional athlete, just to give back to the community in that form and fashion.
And it's great to remember where you came from, and never kind of lose sight of that. He's not doing that. He's got it in his DNA to, you know, recognize that he can do something for somebody else by just showing up, and I admire that.
Very good. Gary Sinise is with us on the phone. Gary, we're now 9 minutes into the interview. We've not mentioned Lieutenant Dan yet. Is that pretty cool?
Oh, wow. Thank you. But you just did.
There we go. We got to get to it at some point. I want to say, I was watching the Tony Awards. Lori Metcalf wins a Tony, and she gives you a shout-out. Did you see that?
You know, I was at an event that night for my son's, the latest album in my son's Resurrection and Revival series. And so I didn't see it. But when I got home, there were a bunch of text messages. Hey, Lori just said, talked about you. And here's the thing about Lori. She's, you know, we all go back to, over 50 years together. And we started acting at the same time. We were all in the same theater company, Steppenwolf. And like Paul, Lori remembers where she came from. In those early days, that's where we all learned what we ended up making a living at, acting. And Lori, I think she wanted to reflect on that. Go back to the beginning of her career when she didn't know anything and she was just starting out, and mention all the people that were there when she started. And I thought that was really great. I mean, Lori's she's top notch and really just a champ. And I'm very happy for her that she won.
It was great. It was really cool because I was like, we got to get Gary on the show. I get a few more moments with you because we love having you on. Gary Sinise with us. I worked in TV for a long time, Gary, and I watched the Memorial Day from the nation's capital. There's got to be 1,000 moving parts at every second, and you guys do such a good job, Gary, of keeping things on point. I really don't have a question with this. I just want to say great job, because I know the chaos behind the scenes, but that's always a beautiful, beautiful show.
They do a magnificent job. We always, every year at the end of the show, we say, hey, that's the best show we've ever done. And it's just because every show is really good. And they have a well-oiled machine there. It's Capitol Concerts that puts that concert on. And I'll tell you, on July third this year. I'm going back to do their what is normally their July 4th show. They're doing it on July 3rd this year on PBS, and they've asked me to come and be a part of that. And then I'll do that on July 3rd, and then July 4th, there's this big, giant July 4th thing going on in D.C., and they've asked me to narrate for that as well. And there's going to be an 81-piece orchestra, and they're going to be playing one of my son's pieces while I'm during the moment where I'm narrating up there a story about veterans and raising awareness for our veterans. It's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Oh, that is beautiful. All right, now we got to talk about Lieutenant Dan for a few moments. Gary Sinise is on with us. Again, the foundation, GarySiniseFoundation.org. Such beautiful work that you guys do. We had you on about 2 years ago, and we were talking about this. And I asked Nick, I said, I want to ask him this one question when he comes on. When you're doing Forrest Gump at that moment, you know, I know it was raining and the scenes with Tom Hanks and everybody. Did you have any idea, Gary, that the Lieutenant Dan character would become as iconic as it is, and this movie, Forrest Gump, would be as iconic as it is? Any idea when you were doing that?
All I knew at that point was, well, one, I was getting paid to act, and that was good. And secondly, I was working with Tom Hanks, and I was working with Bob Zemeckis on a really great script by Eric Roth. And so we knew we were in good hands and we were working on a good piece of material. That's about all we could know at the time. And then when I saw the movie, all finished, then I remember we all saw it together in a small screening room, and everybody looked at each other and everybody knew it was great. Oh. And it came out the following week, and there you go. It was a big hit, and I'll tell you, the Lieutenant Dan thing, it was a great character, Vietnam veteran, all of that. I have Vietnam veterans in my family, but the thing that I rode the wave. It was Oscars and all the big hit at the box office, all these things. But when I started going into hospital rooms and visiting the real-life Lieutenant Dan, I had no idea how that character was going to play a role in my life with a lot of our wounded folks. And it's been pretty cool to be able to, you know, have Lieutenant Dan kind of be a nice conversation starter with somebody who's really missing their legs or really severely injured, and to talk about that when they want to talk about it. And Lieutenant Dan has just played a role in my life, and so I named my band after the Lieutenant.
Right. Lieutenant Dan. I mean, sometimes the good Lord puts things in our laps, like, all right, this is now my mission, and that's it. And just reading about how you've done with the troops and what did you ever think you would get to this level the way your foundation has with helping the veterans and everybody? Because it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that you guys are doing, Gary.
Thank you. You know, we're about next weekend. We are having our 15th anniversary gala celebration, and we, from the beginning, I was the first donor, of course, and you know, we started out small. You know, we had certain small number of programs. Over the years, we have brought on board just hundreds and hundreds of donors, thousands of donors, you know, to the Gary Sinise Foundation, GarySiniseFoundation.org, companies who help us build our homes that we build for our wounded, just all these organizations that have gone on board. I wanted to start something in the beginning that would be lasting and that would make an impact and would stand shoulder to shoulder with any top veterans organization. That was my goal in the beginning. And I think, you know, I can look at our staff and I can look at the dedication of our staff, the great board that we have, the generous donors, thousands of people rallying around this cause. And I can say, you know, I'm proud. I think we've achieved that, and
right,
we continue to grow, and there's always more to do. And, you know, we can only do what we can do if we have the support of the American people. And so I'm always encouraging people to look at what we're doing and come on board and help us do it.
Yeah, the GarySinise Foundation.org. Before we go, next Thursday you are feeding first responders. Is that down in Williamson County, Gary?
Yeah, absolutely. we have a board meeting next week. We're going to be feeding first responders at one of the Franklin firehouses. We have our 15th anniversary gala coming up next week. It's a big week.
I love it. Again, GarySinise Foundation.org. And when somebody goes to that website, all your son's music, they can order it right there too, Gary?
Yes, you can see Resurrection and Revival parts 1, 2, and 3. You can go to Mac Sinise YouTube, and you can see YouTube videos of the music from all three albums. And eventually the records will be available to download. This time last year, both Resurrection and Revival and Resurrection and Revival Part 2 were among the top 10 most downloaded records in America on iTunes.
Wow.
I was blown away by that because you got Blake Shelton up there in the top 10 and Morgan Wallen, all these big stars. And then there's Mac Sinise twice in the top 10. It was incredible.
Oh, I love that. And I'm going to now become a big Paul Skeens fan. So every time it's a strike, I'm like, that's $100 to Gary Sinise Foundation. So I'll be rooting on that way. Gary, I know you're busy. Josh, your PR is wonderful. Thank you for doing this. And I told Josh, if you ever need anything to promote anything, just come on and rant about your Chicago Cubs. We're here for you, Gary, anytime.
Hey, thanks so much. Thank you. I appreciate you helping to get the word about word out on Resurrection and Revival and all that we're doing at the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Yes, sir. Gary, have a good day. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, you immediately were like, Paul Skeens. And I'm like, what's going on? And you explained it to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that's the best.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.